Chapter 17.
In a battle between those fighting for political principle and those fighting for the survival of their home and family, the latter usually win in the long run. They've got nothing more to lose, and it makes them terrible enemies, like us.
Jabimi Commander on the Nature of Fighting the Republic on Jabim.
Teth Airspace.
All Anakin needed was a small window of opportunity to climb free of the atmosphere and jump to hyperspace. Any doubts that the battered freighter would survive the massive forces of acceleration to light speed and beyond were now a luxury to sweat over later. That was the great thing about problems. There was always a bigger, nastier one to put the rest in a convenient shadow. Anakin's was his escort of vultures, which were now trying to force him to land. "I can't outrun them," he said. Ahsoka had been commendably silent, no helpful suggestions that he didn't need or cheery exhortations to keep his spirits up. A Padawan needed to learn when to shut up. She had. She clutched Rata to her chest as if he were squirming to get away, but the Hutt hung limp in her arms, eyes half closed, breathing noisily. If they ever got away, they might be delivering a dead Huttlet to Jabba after all. It didn't bear thinking about.
"Let's jettison something," Ahsoka said at last. Laser cannon fire streaked past the Twilight's nose, and another vulture droid buzzed the ship so close to the cockpit viewport that Anakin jerked hard to starboard in pure reflex. Vultures were not dumb tinnies. They seemed to be able to learn from their quarry, and right now they were playing a very good game of nervous Nuna, harrying the freighter and making runs at it to test who would blink first.
"What? Can't dump fuel?"
Anakin checked the gauges. "It's not like it weighs enough to make a difference, and we've got to get to Tatooine."
"Water," she said. "Ballast."
"I didn't check the cargo bay."
"I'll do it," she said.
And before he could stop her, she'd strapped Rata in the co-pilot's seat and was making her way aft.
"I jettison whatever I find, right?"
"Yeah. When you open the cargo hatch, I'll get a red warning light up here. And I'll just bring up the nose and let everything slide out. Don't waste time dragging any crates up to the tail ramp."
She vanished through the cockpit hatch. Anakin concentrated on evading the vultures. Would they really bring him down in flames now and risk killing the Hutt? He didn't know, and he couldn't take any chances playing brinkmanship with them. As he banked, he could see V-19s beneath him locked in a fight with more vultures. He didn't dare loop over the monastery to see what was happening. He couldn't even allow himself to be distracted by listening in to the GAR comm circuit to see how Kenobi and Rex were doing.